like you.
Like it?
Yes, I do, baby. This restaurant is gorgeous.
Ain't nothing too good for my baby. Anything you want, boo-boo.
Sweetie, this is romantic. It reminds me of when we first started dating, baby.
Gina, these prices ain't like when we first started dating. Damn, ain't got no value packs up in here.
Watch you stop. Come here. You know what? Baby, we haven't spent a nice quiet evening alone in a long time.
Well, that's why I chose this restaurant, Gina. Because it's nice and quiet. Damn, I know it ain't that funny. Thank you. Wow. Oh. Baby, this is what I love about this restaurant. I heard they got some nice wine.
Yeah?
Yeah, real smooth. You know what I mean?
But, monsieur, this is one of our best wines, a Margaux 1940.
Yeah, well, look, just drop the 19 and bring me a 40.
An excellent choice, monsieur. I believe I have a Colt 45 chilling in the ice chest. And for the lady?
I'll just have a white wine, thanks.
Damn. Come on, man. Look, you're gonna have to tell a Too Loud crew to keep it down, as I'm opening up a can of whoop ass.
Oh, no, not the whoop ass. I will speak to the maitre d'hotel.
Do that.
Baby, don't let those people upset you.
Hey, Gina, they ain't upset me. But, baby, at these prices, I should be able to come to a restaurant with my baby and enjoy a nice, quiet evening. Lovely.
And you will, baby. First, I gotta go to little girls, so come on. Mm.
Hurry back, hurry. What is sense, man? No, hey, yo, yo, yo.
Do you realize what you have done?
Nah, but if y'all trying to jack a brother, I'm taking the biggest one out first.
I do not understand. You are a hero. You have saved the life of Prince Uche.
What you talking about, man? I ain't saved the life of no hoochie.
What is your name?
Payne. Martin Payne.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. I owe you my life.
The life of an African prince, Gina. Hey, look, that brother was climbing the stairway to heaven, Gina. And more yanked him back down.
Well, maybe that's the prince now.
This is the home of Martin Payne. I was sent by Prince Uche.
Oh, my God.
I told you so, Gina.
I am Chibor, aide to Prince Uche, and I have come bearing gifts.
Gifts? Well, why didn't you say so? Come right in. Back up, Gina.
My husband told me that he saved the life of a prince, but I didn't believe him.
Oh, yes. He is a national hero.
What?
It is the biggest celebration in Nigeria since we won the Olympic gold in soccer.
Hey, anything for the home team. That's just how I do.
And the prince would like to express his gratitude by presenting you with these gifts.
What?
I hope you will find these items to your liking.
Oh.
For me?
Martin.
Oh.
For me, baby.
Gina, look. Wait. Can't wait. A
PlayStation. Gina, I ain't never had no PlayStation, baby.
Oh.
Baby, call me Father Time.
Diamond.
It's a Rolex.
I gather you like the gifts?
Oh. You gathered right, man. Can you do me a favor? Can you tell Prince Uchi to, or ask him, rather, to send me some sneakers, a size 9, if he don't mind.
I'm so sorry that I doubted you. Let me open
this. Gina, no, back up. Back up. You try jacking the brother now. This is mine. All mine.
You are stingy.
You know what, Father? Tell you something, brother. If you had to help somebody, I'm glad you helped somebody with some money down.
But this is ridiculous. Oh, snap. I didn't even know they made teeny tiny shoes this size.
That's all right. Don't worry about that. I'm gonna have them bring you some horse shoes.
Get away from me, girl. Yeah. Did the prince send you more stuff?
Yeah, Jimmy. Baby, now I got more swooshes than Tiger Woods.
Don't you think this is going overboard, Martin? Come on.
Baby, no, it's not too much, Gina. I saved the life of a prince, Gina.
Whatever. I'm gonna go try this one. Hey, what's up? What is going on? Oh, no! I knew it! I knew this stuff was hot! He did it! He did it right here!
What the hell is going on? Huh? How y'all gonna come back barging my place like that? I'm about to deliver an ass whooping.
I apologize for the intrusion, but the prince demanded to see you.
How you doing, Prince? I'm happy to see you. Everything.
How are you, my friend?
All right.
I just wanted to see if all the gifts met with your approval.
Oh, man, the gifts are beautiful. They make my approval everything. But what's up with your boys rolling up in here like that, man? This my place, Prince. You know what I mean? I mean, they was about to catch a search beatdown.
What is this beatdown, and where do you catch it?
Look here, Chief. Me and the man who saved your life, we like this here, right? Go on and tell him. We like this right here.
That's us.
Like this. Partners. I'm having a little problem with my pacer. It's riding a little low. Could you hook me up with some shocks?
Look, you don't have to excuse him. He's a little mentally challenged.
You know what I am. Thank you.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. Can I ask you this question, man? Where did you get this kufi, brother? I mean, I would love to wear something like that down at my job, man.
No disrespect intended, my good brother, but the word in the motherland is, you ain't got no job.
Wait, just move out of my way. Get out of my way. You talk to me. Pleased to meet you. You know what? Don't pay them any mind. I don't want anything from you. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know how can the sister be down.
Pam.
You know, because I could use
excuse me.
I saw
Pam, excuse back up off the prince. Okay? About me.
Like a vision of loveliness.
Who are all these people, Martin?
Gina, this is the prince. This is Prince Uchi, yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Prince Uchi. That's my wife. That's my wife.
You are a very lucky man, Mr. Page.
Thank you very much.
You know, tonight is my last night in your country, and it would be my honor to invite all of you to my hotel for dinner.
Oh, did he invite us to the hotel?
What?
Did he invite us to the hotel?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Yes, can you believe that? We go to the hotel.
Now, are you sure you want Gladys Frighten the Pips to be there?
Oh,
yes, of course. Miss Fright and her pimps are more than welcome to come. So I'll send my limo to pick you up. And now, as they say in your country, let us be out.
Hey, peace to the motherland, harmony all over the world.
Shut up, Tina!
Hijo, et tu, y Sierra?
Mani, ahurumia, y Sierra, Kilimanjaro!
Achorumia, agamileya, unia, unke, y si.
Okay, so, it's you, and I mean this sincerely. If you say, if you cheat in your mind, I'm on you.
I'm
sorry, it is routine security precaution.
Wait a minute, hold up, okay? Yes. I do not get searched by men, okay? Don't let me start nothing up in here. Not unless it's you, because you got a booming-ass body. Search me.
Welcome, Mr. Payne. I'm so pleased you could come.
Well, we're honored to be here, Prince Uchi. We really are.
Yeah, Mr. Prince, we honored to have your free grub, straight up.
What are you talking about? That's
the only thing I'm doing. Then we'll be ready shortly. So please, enjoy the festivities.
Yes. Ooh. Mmm. Ooh, look good. Yes, baby. I want the recipe to this. This is really good.
This chicken is the bomb.
Is it?
Oh, that is not chicken. That is goat in a blanket.
Mr. Payne, I wonder if we might speak alone for a moment before dinner.
Sure.
If you will excuse us, my servants will tend to you every need.
Uh-oh, baby, this is it. I'm about to get broke off with the royal palace, Jenny.
Before we get our wrap on, let us drink.
Sure, cool. Hold on, Prince Uchi. This ain't got gold in it, too, do it?
Good.
Yeah.
Mr. Payne. Mr. Payne, I wish to make you a proposition.
Oh, well, whatever the proposition is, I accept, because all your propositions in the past have been all that.
Oh, well, this regards Gina.
Oh, you mean Gina? I'm the one who saved your life, Prince. Prince Uchi is all about me.
Well, this involves the both of you. I wish to offer Gina a position in my kingdom.
What? Wait a minute, Prince Uchi, are you offering my wife Gina a job?
Something like that.
Well, Gina already has a job. You know.
I'm willing to pay quite handsomely.
Oh, you serious? Man, that is woo-woo-woo fine. You know what I mean? What kind of job is this?
I wish to employ Gina as my concubine.
Concubine? That's a pretty high position, huh?
Oh, it is. She'll be working right under me.
What? All right, so you gonna be watching her all the time then. Oh, well, don't worry, with this kind of money, I'm sure Gina'll be down. You know what I mean?
So we're in agreement.
Prince Uchi, we're here.
Gina, if you will go with these two ladies, they have a special gift for you.
A gift for me? Mm-hmm. I want a gift too.
Baby, a lot of people don't know this, but Shaka Zulu was bald headed.
No, no, Nguanu.
Ichikabusu.
Right, right.
Nanu Nguanu.
Yeah.
I'm the same inside. What they say, man?
Loosely translated, they said, step off before I bust your fronts.
What? Man, they fine, but they ain't all that.
Yeah, I'm afraid they are. You see, they are Prince Uche's wives.
Wives? Hey, come on. Hey, Martin.
You ain't gonna believe this, man, but all these women, they Prince Uche's wives.
Man, I'm fertile. Look, does anybody know how to say give me them digits in Igbo?
Pam, you better back up off me. All right, you see they eat goat.
Gina,
look what he... Goodness.
You're beautiful, baby.
Beautiful.
Well, get used to it, Gina. It's probably your new work clothes.
Work clothes?
What are you talking about, Martin?
I'm talking about your man getting you a job working for Prince Uchi. And this how much you gonna be getting paid, baby?
Baby, you are kidding me. Whoa.
Damn, Martin, I have not seen this many zeros since your family reunion.
At least at our family reunion, we don't eat our young.
Okay, don't start. Not in front of my boss. Not in front of my boss.
All up in the palace.
Listen, Martin.
Yes.
Just talk to me, baby. What kind of job pays that much money?
All right, well, yeah. Anyway, I wanted it to be a good job, so. Anyway, Gina, you're gonna be working for Prince Uchi as his concubine.
Concubine?
Concubine? Gina ain't got no needles.
Get out the way, man. Look, Martin, hold on, bro. Do you know what a concubine is? Not exactly, but I know it pays a grip, Tommy.
Martin, when a man takes a woman as his concubine, she becomes his lover or another wife.
Lord, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him, Lord?
Oh, baby, I didn't know. Hey, look, tell the truth, y'all. That don't concubine sound like a good job. Besides, they threw me with the accents.
I didn't...
If you will excuse me, I'm going to forgo dinner this evening and retire with my new wife.
What? Man,
you don't let my wife's hand go, I'm gonna beat you like a drum. Huh? What's up?
But I thought we were here.
Well, somebody done told you wrong, man. You running around here with all the drums, that's nice. Offing people goat in a blanket and all that, that's cool, man. But ain't no Prince Uchi gonna be hitting my wife.
My. Just calm down. No. Come on. Relax. It's okay. All right, I'll handle this. Bentuce, obviously there's been some kind of misunderstanding.
Oh, yes, I apologize if I offended you, Mr. Payne.
No, that's all right. It's just been a big misunderstanding and a mistake. Martin, let's go, okay? Let's go, please.
All right, look, no hard feelings, okay? Everything's cool. We're going raw.
One more thing before you go.
Wait a minute, what's going on here?
I'll get the rest of the gifts tomorrow.
All right, fine, Prince Uchi. I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you Pam if you let me keep the gifts. Look, she won't make much of a wife, but she'll guard your palace better than any pit bull I know. And that's the bargain.
I'm giving you a bargain.
We don't mean what
you say. Boy, you put a down
bargain. Y'all take care.
I want my Rolex back.
Call me, baby.
You want something to drink, soda, and thing? Because you look like you like snacks. No disrespect.
I am rather fond of iguana, but... if you do not happen to have any about, that would be quite all right.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. But if you ever do that again, I will stomp a mud hole in your ass.